How to raise a ghost ant colony? The ultimate guide. If you're looking for a unique and exciting way to delve into the world of ant keeping, raising a ghost ant colony might just be the perfect adventure for you. These tiny, translucent ants are fascinating creatures that offer an intriguing glimpse into the intricacies of nature. But where do you begin? In this article, we'll guide you through everything you need to know about starting and maintaining your very own ghost ant colony. Get ready to experience one of nature's most captivating wonders. How to get a ghost queen ant? Ghost queen ants can be found in tropical and subtropical regions, usually nesting in dead wood or leaf litter on the forest floor. Unfortunately, these ants are not available commercially and cannot be purchased online or through pet stores. To obtain a ghost queen ant, you will need to find an experienced ant breeder who specializes in this rare species, or capture one yourself during a trip to its natural habitat. How to identify a ghost queen ant? A ghost queen ant can be identified by its size, color, and antennae. A ghost queen is much larger than a regular worker ant, often up to twice their size or more. While the color of a worker ant may vary from species to species, a ghost queen will typically have an entirely white or pale yellow body with no other markings. Additionally, they have large elbowed antennae that are longer than those of a regular worker ant. Time for a ghost queen ant to start a new colony. It depends on the species of ghost queen ant, but generally it takes about 1 to 2 months for a new colony to form. Chapter 1: Getting Started in Ghost Ant Keeping. 1. Gather your materials. You will need an ant farm, some ant food, a small container of water, and some dirt or sand for the foundation of your colony's habitat. 2. Set up the environment. Place your ant farm in a location where it can receive enough natural light and heat to promote growth, but not too much that it becomes uncomfortable for the ants. Make sure there are no insecticides or other harmful substances in the area as well. 3. Introduce your ghost ants. Once you have acquired both queen and worker ghost ants, or just workers if another queen is not available, add them to their new home by slowly lowering them into the habitat using tweezers or other similar tools. Be careful when doing this so you don't injure any of them. 4. Test out living conditions. Monitor how they react to different temperatures, humidity levels, and types of food. Adjust accordingly depending on what works best for them until you reach optimal living situations for all members of your colony. This may require experimentation with trial and error over time to get right. Lastly, provide fresh water every few days. Make sure it isn't too deep, otherwise they might drown. Don't forget that ghost ants love sugar, so be sure to offer a sugary treat occasionally as well, such as fruit juice or honeydew melon cubes mixed with sugar water / syrup / etc. 5. Monitor activity regularly. Make sure you check up on their progress periodically throughout each week. Observe changes in behavior while also looking out for signs of pest infestations either inside or outside their enclosure. Do whatever necessary treatments if required. Finally, take note when eggs start developing, since this indicates successful breeding, which should be encouraged by providing more nutrients in form. Conclusion: raising a ghost ant colony can be an enjoyable and rewarding experience. Not only does it give you the satisfaction of caring for something living, but it also allows you to observe these fascinating creatures in their natural habitat. While there is some work involved in setting up the colony, once everything is established, all that's left to do is watch them go about their daily activities with fascination. We hope you can enjoy now your new ghost ant farm.